Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam and Jay Tree. Hopefully everyone out there is doing quite well today. We will be taking callers with a single question per caller on today's episode. Remember, that is one part questions only, please. We are going to go ahead and start taking callers momentarily, but beforehand, we want to announce to you that WiccanTreeOfLife.com is now up and running. Please check out the website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Also, our spiritual services for psychic work are available through MerlinStaff.com. That is MerlinStaff.com. Okay. We are joined now by Jay Tree. Hello, Jay Tree.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Nice to be back again.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our callers for today. The first caller will be area code 630. First three digits are 487. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion. I'm calling from Chicago. And my question is, when do you see me moving?
Okay, Dion, give me one moment as I try and tune in. I am getting April or later. So what timing are you trying to move in?
Like around April.
Okay. The April time period is what's coming up, or just slightly a little bit after that. So if that is the time frame you are shooting for, you're doing a good job at trying to make that happen. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller today is area code 780. First three digits are 482. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Yes, hello there, and how can we help you today?
Sure. My question is about a financial situation that came up for this month. Just wondered how it's going to go.
Well, I can honestly say that if you use the purest intention and you can manifest what you want and what you need, but you have to be specific. It's not, if you ask for a certain monetarily amount, then that's what you have to ask for. You can't be just like, oh, I need money by the end of the month. Do you understand what I'm trying to convey to you?
Yep.
Is that you have to be really specific so that way you can manifest it.
So it's about confidence within yourself and being specific about what it is that you need. Okay. I do feel that the blessings will be there. Just go ahead and work on this.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next caller today is area code 203. First three digits are 675. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello, caller. Okay. We'll come back to you if you recall. Area code 267, first three digits are 312. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Donna, calling from Pennsylvania. I was wondering, do you see love life coming in, a love partner?
Okay. Oh, one moment. I hope you are still listening. It looks like I lost you. Okay. All right. If you can hear me, call back into the queue and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Where was All right. We're going to take a break for one moment, please. Okay, and we are back. I'm sorry about that, and I think this... I'm trying to look for you here in the queue, and I don't see you. So we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 631. First three digits are 909. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Suzanne, Long Island, and I'm working now, but I'm looking for a job closer to home. Do you see me getting one, and when?
Okay, very good. One moment, please. Yeah, I've got a 2-week time period on that, so by the beginning of next month, okay? It's not going to be everything you want it to be, but it will certainly be better than what you have. Okay.
Is it at a place that I applied to, or could, like locally? There was like 2 or 3 that I applied to.
Okay. We only do one part questions on the show. One part question, please. So that would be a second question. I will say to you, just remain confident in your manifestation. The rest will follow.
Okay, so you're saying I'm going to be working someplace in 2 weeks?
I'm saying that you will be working someplace in 2 weeks. That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 914. First three digits are 522. Hello, caller. You are now live and on. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Catherine. Thank you for taking my call. This is Catherine from New York, and I'm calling to see, my mom has an apartment she's looking to rent in April, and I was wondering if you see that she'll rent it soon once the tenant has left in April.
Yeah, actually, what's the red tape she's waiting on? What is she having to wait on right now?
The tenant's lease is up in April, current tenant.
I do see her getting the place in April, but it's not going to be until the later end of April. For some reason, I see a slight delay.
It's not going to be an easy transition either. It's going to be something that there's going to be a little bit of a struggle when she does finally get to where she needs to be. I mean, it's not going to be bad. It's just going to be a little bit of a struggle that, you know, there's... It's just one of the things that keeps coming up. It just... There's going to be a slight struggle, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long has your family been trying to build things, and every time you try and build, something delays it or it falls apart?
Wow. It seems like for a while.
Yes. Okay, this is because there is a generational curse within the family, okay? You need to get a hold of me. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you my direct phone number. Anybody else that would like to call and get a private session is more than welcome if there's any other listeners out there that need this. When you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
Okay. The area code is 443. Then the rest of it is 319-3366. Okay?
319-3366.
Yes. So do you have the full number? 443-319-3366. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But that block has to get removed.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
To you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next customer today is 216-650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. I want to make sure you could hear me. Yeah. My name is Sharon from Ohio, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'm trying to phrase this in the right way. It's a life question. When do you feel I'm waiting anxiously on a couple things? When do you feel I'm going to get an offer and start a new job? There's a couple pending that I'm waiting for.
February the 18th and the 19th, things are moving forward.
So what you're saying is I could even actually start by then. That's what you're by then, correct? Because it always they still have to do the drug test and everything, which takes about a week.
Well, if it makes logical sense, then yes.
Okay, you said February 18th?
18th and 19th.
If you call into Reverend Adam and you leave him a voicemail to get a hold of me, I can help you manifest this and push this along too. So go ahead and give Reverend Adam a call and then speak of me and I'll help you the best that I can.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Nice.
Thank you. You
okay,
too.
Have a nice evening.
All right. Our next caller here is going to be area code 612. First three digits are 475. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota, and my question is, I was wondering if there are any, like, gods or goddesses or ancestors that are, like, help, like, there for me, you know? I just want to know if anybody in particular is there.
I see a very thin, tall man. I just don't get anything more than that. There's somebody that is in your past, maybe an ancestor that was tall and thin. He's dressed in a suit, actually.
What is your heritage? What kind of ethnicity are you?
Well, I'm my dad's Iranian, so I'd be Iranian, and then on my mom's side, it's like Scandinavian, Irish.
Okay, Scandinavian and Irish. I'm seeing a lot of ancestors behind you. I'm seeing the same thing that J-Tree has spoke of, but I'm feeling the one that's coming to the forefront, the one that J-Tree is speaking of, okay? This one is a spirit of the crossroads, and this one has been watching over and trying to help you. You see, the spirit of oppression has followed you for a long time, and this is not a part of your angel group. This is not a part of the group that is to help you, but a part of the group to try and defeat you, okay? The spirit of oppression is no joke, okay? the spirit of oppression tries to seek after those who are very gifted, very empathic, people that have a large amount of spiritual knowledge or at least capability. Okay, you have suffered from the feelings of others for your whole life. You have been very sensitive to large crowds and groups of people. Okay, you have so much going on that you're not even aware of. This is a situation you will want to get in touch with me or J-Tree about and get some further work done to chase away the spirit of oppression. You are being looked after, but you also need to start working on your inner self and your inner child, okay? Your inner child needs a lot of healing right now. This inner child comes from a place of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, always feeling overlooked, undervalued, and not heard or discarded, okay? You have a beautiful soul. You care very much about others. You love others and will go out of your way to help them. And you will go completely to the point of hurting yourself to help someone. So bring yourself around and give me a call. Do you have a phone, a piece of paper or anything to write with?
Yeah, I'm going to run to the living room.
Okay, go ahead and do that, and we'll wait until you do that. We're going to go on break for a moment.
Okay.
You got it?
What's the number?
The number is 443-319-3366. Once more, that is 443-319-3366. It's also available on the show page.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you and have a great night.
You too.
Our next caller today will be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller.
Thank
you are now live on air. Please state your name, where you're calling
Thank
from,
you.
And go right to your question.
Thank you so much. I called earlier, but my call dropped. I think it was I was in a dead zone or something.
Yes, right
course.
As you were
I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful.
Okay,
my name is
wonderful.
Lisa.
I'm glad we got you back on air here.
Hi, Reverend. My name is Lisa, and I was wanting to ask, please, about... I'm in an industry. I work as a independent contractor. I've had to go to school for it. I'm licensed. It's hard work. I know it's hard work. And today I talked to someone, a potential client. The other day I talked to a potential client. I haven't brought any money in. Do you see that happening within the next couple of months, please?
I do see money coming in for you within the next two and a half months. Okay.
She's got to break through that
but
wall
there is
right
a
there.
Wall. Yeah. There's an energy block on you, honey. You need to call J-Tree and you need to get that removed.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There is someone that had malice towards you. Someone really didn't like you. And for no reason even. No good reason. Do you know who this might be?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it could be anyone. I don't look at the world like that. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes
Okay, let me go into it. It's a female, heavyset, dark hair.
Okay. Well, I'll have to ponder. You know, I get surprised sometimes. I just get surprised, and I think occasionally I'll get caught off guard, occasionally, once in a blue moon, and then I think, oh, my gosh, I'm picking something negative up from that individual. Why would they be aiming that at me, you know, the negative energy? So,
real.
I don't know.
Very real.
Don't ever dismiss that, hon.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I guess it is what it is for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have an energy block that needs to be removed, okay? It's not going to be anything too serious. What you're looking at is the evil eye, okay? The evil eye is a lighter level negative energy, and that is very easily removed. I have taken down your phone number. May I have permission to call you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. And can you repeat your first name one more time for me?
Lisa.
Okay, wonderful, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
And once that's removed, the energy block will be removed from your finances. Whoever this person is, it's connected to work because it has blocked the financial situation.
Wow. Wow. I wonder why they would do that.
Well, we'll go ahead and talk to you about it later when we do a private call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, you too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a short break for 1 minute, and then we'll be back to our callers. All right, and we are back. Our next caller is going to be brought on momentarily. Please don't forget to visit the website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. And for personal readings with myself, you can visit MerlinStaff.com. That is MerlinStaff.com.
With WiccanTreeOfLife.com, there's a lot of new things that are going up daily as well as weekly. We're starting to get into the different seasons. We have the in bulk that comes up on February 1st. We have the spring eclipse that comes up on the 21st, well, between the 19th and the 21st of March. These will all be posted. There's going to be a lot of things that are geared more towards Wiccan everything from now on my website. There will be a one of the things that I decided to do, and I didn't even run it past Reverend Adam, is that I have will be showcasing an artist every month on my website, which will be just everything, any kind of art too. You know what I mean? It's going to be anybody that does pictures, or it'll be jewelry, or it'll be candle magic, or it'll be spells, or it'll be food recipes, or it'll be whatever my friend is very capable of doing, or whoever I've met throughout the community. They will have a showcase at least once a month where I will take their products and showcase them, where you'd be able to reach out to them as well. So it's well worth your while to go to Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. Check it out. You know, subscribe to the mailing list, pop by every once in a while and take a look and see what we have that's new. And I just wanted to share that with everybody, because last week when we had first started talking about it, it was just in the beginning stages and we were online, but we really didn't have a presence yet. So now we're starting to get more and more things. I'll be posting spells. I'll be posting how-tos, videos. So it just go to Wiccan Tree of Life and, you know, just check it out and take a moment. Open up your mind. I know there's a lot of people that are out there that are pagans, that are, you know, and Wiccan, and every diversified kind of pagan that there is. And it's about time that we all come out of the broom closet. So I just wanted to share that with you tonight, and we'll get back to the show.
Wonderful. Thank you, J-Tree, for that announcement. And remember, everyone, we cater to people that are of all religions and backgrounds. God is nothing but unconditional love, unconditional being the operative word. God does not judge, as many religious backgrounds and orthodox practices will teach you. God does not condemn us. We condemn ourselves. God is a supreme being and has no need for judgment. God is more of a parent and only wants to see us succeed. So remember, God is everything and everyone. God is male. God is female. God is omnipresent.
And God is everywhere. Just look at the earth.
The great I am still exists. Our next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 627. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, sure. Hey, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York, and my question has to do with looking for a new job / career. I'm just trying to manifest it without knowing exactly what I want to do. I was wondering if you saw anything opening up anytime soon.
This is the season for everybody looking for a new
job. Right.
After the first of the calendar year, and everybody knows, oh, budgets are hot. Here we go.
Let's get that well-paying job. Well, to answer your question, sir, I am actually getting news you have some good luck on Tuesday. I don't know why, but I keep hearing that saying on a Tuesday in my head. So it's like something this Tuesday is happening and moving and popping for you. Okay. So I say remain positive, know what you need is coming and will be provided, but also manifest through being specific about what you want. God says, in many forms, it is written in the Quran, it is written in the Torah, it is written everywhere, it is written in the Bible. We can move mountains. This is how. It's all within our perception, all within our mind. Our perception is and becomes our reality, okay? So know your blessings are on the way.
And Tim, I didn't mean to crack a joke about, you know, it being after the first of the year and... You know, everybody's looking for that hot job and everything, but you're very smart, just like everybody else that's calling in, because now is the time to strike. The iron is hot. Take advantage of it. Push yourself. You've got a great resume to begin with. Have it tweaked a little bit. Start sending it back out again. There's something that's great on the horizon for you, my friend, and it's just waiting to be tapped, and you've got the power to do it.
Yep.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. All right, we've only got enough time to get to a few more callers before the time is out for today. So we're going to go ahead and take on our next caller now, which is going to be area code 919. First three digits are 641. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Remember, one-part questions only, please.
Great, thank you. My name is Kay. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is, how soon do you see my manager leaving our company?
I'm sorry, one more time, please, Kay. I didn't hear what you said, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I said, I'm wondering how soon do you see my manager leaving the company?
Okay, let me put it this way. There is something in the way of this manager leaving right now, okay? And right now, it's about a major shift that's going on in your life. And I don't like the manager any more than you do, but I'm seeing a blockade because there is a wake-up call. There is a time of... let me put it this way. You are in a position right now where you are being slapped with challenge after challenge because you were supposed to leave all this shit in the previous decade. And excuse me for cursing on my own show, okay? But you were supposed to leave a lot of stuff in the previous decade, okay? Now we're beginning a new decade, so now it's even more in your face. Hey, this is what's not working. This is what's not working. Focus on what is working. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. Okay.
Okay.
But it's a wake up call, because right now you're meant to be on a different path. So all these challenges are happening because they are meant to wake you up. They're making you see things differently. Part of it is just previous stuff getting a lot worse than it was in the last year.
Okay.
Remain positive, but look at where God is taking you at the moment.
Okay. Understood.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 856. First three digits are 429. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Rosemary from New Jersey. How are you?
Doing great. Can you repeat your name, please?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay, wonderful. How can we help you today, Rosemaria?
Either a new business and moving with it, or either a relationship, either one, whatever comes up.
Okay. Give us one moment, please.
Okay.
There's a business that I can see that you're going to end up running. There's a spot that you've been looking at that you've wanted for a while, subconsciously, and you know that you've got the capability of doing the job and making the business work, but you're having a hard time walking over that hurdle.
Yeah, with a partner.
Oh, that's what the hurdle is.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that makes sense then. It's a hurdle you got to overcome, though.
Yeah, if he communicates.
I feel that a new partner, a new position will be provided. You have to overcome this hurdle, because this hurdle is the partner. It's not just the lack of the partner communicating. It is the partner. You must shift gears and find a new avenue, a new partner, something to expand upon. And don't be afraid to walk over the one you have. For when they do not continue to get themselves in order, they miss out. Don't let that make you miss out. Hello?
I'm here. I appreciate that. I just got to figure out how to do that.
Well, you'll figure it out. Just know that you are very smart. You see the finest of details to every situation, but do not hesitate to make a decision.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, Jay, this seems to be a theme today. You want to make any comments on this?
Oh, you mean about other than the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just think that it's amazing the way that the universe will bring everybody collectively together.
Oh, yes.
And they will all have a similar thought, and it's ironic that tonight it's a couple different subjects that we keep getting, that it's a common thread. So that's something. And there's a lot to be said for that, because that means that we do all think alike in many different ways, and we are all collectively together, and we should love each other the way that we are and know that we have commonalities, as opposed to just being like, oh, well, she has dark hair and it's great, and she's got blue eyes and this, that, and the other thing. It's be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what the God and Goddess have given you, because you are a being that is just amazing and you have such capabilities.
Right. Wonderful. Well said. Couldn't say it any better than myself. Our last and final caller for today will be 478-284. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona. And, well, I guess I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to get my business up and running. And I have a plan written down and everything. And I don't want to tell you everything, but could you tell me what the angels think?
Yeah.
Is that
well,
a good
one,
idea?
Not everyone is going to steal your concept, okay? You do have to share a little bit with people that are in position to help you, okay? Number two, it will succeed for you, but you have to come in with confidence. Number three,
I know.
Okay, the funding is not completely there yet. Why are you waiting on funding? I don't see movement.
Well, I can't move until I get the funding, but don't worry, it shouldn't be, but it's coming. But then I was actually, it's funny that you said funding, because that was one of my thing, was to go over to the state and see if they'll help me with my with the business, the actual business. So I have about two moves to do, but coming from my funding, but the funding which I'm waiting for, which I have not applied for yet because I haven't moved there yet, is coming from the state.
Don't
so you think it's gonna come?
Don't wait. Go for it now.
I can't do anything until I get to the state. I can't do anything until I get there.
See,
but I was just wondering.
That's where your problem is, hon, is that you keep saying, I can't, which is a bunch of bullshit. You sure can. Get off your butt. Go do it.
Mm-hmm. You
okay.
See, what you could do is you get a mailbox over there. You have any friends in that state? Have some mail sent to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If not, get yourself a little mailbox over there, a little P.O. box, something, okay?
And get yourself
then
confident.
You can do it. Then everything's online nowadays. Everything. I mean, every state in America has a web page.
And I may interject also that the female population, they are catering more and more to you, so that way you can get grants and you can get funding. And it's all out there.
Right.
And it's on the internet. Do yourself a favor. Girl, get off your butt and do you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Next time you call in, we want to hear progress. Yes.
Okay, you will. All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, God bless you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Jay, would you like to share your website one more time before the end of show?
Absolutely. It's Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. There are many things that have been added daily. There are things that will be added weekly. There will be a artist of the month who will be showcased. There's going to be a lot of good things. Everything is obtainable.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, I'm on Facebook now too. I didn't tell everybody. If you do a search for Wiccan Tree of Life on Facebook, you're probably going to find me. And the way that you'll know that it's me is that it will be a tree of life that will be in the shape of a yin and a yang, and it will have bright light that will shine through all of its branches. That's not mine. It's a piece of artwork that I actually found online that I find incredibly amazing, and it fits.
Mm-hmm.
So look for me on Facebook. Also look for me online at www.wiccantreeoflife.com. Sign up for the newsletter or the mailing list right now, and it's going to turn into a newsletter. There's also things that are there. You know, feel free that if you have questions, you know, drop me a message. I have a Gmail account that is connected, which is wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. You're welcome to reach me there, as well as through Reverend Adams' website, merlinsstaff.com, as well as through his phone number.
All right, everyone. And anyone listening and tuning in that wants to call us directly for private sessions off of the show, The phone number is 443-319-3366. Once more, that is 443-319-3366. That is the website of WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. We want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to today's show. Once more, please stay tuned every Friday, or Saturday, correction, not Friday, Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will be hosting the show every week at that time. If anything changes in showtime, it will be announced on a future show. Once more, we wish you all a good namaste, love, light, and good night.
Many blessings.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insights. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.